Poetry, Relay by Mary M. Harris. Accountable for you these 8 fleeting years, I pass the baton to you, son, reluctant to relinquish that charge. Cherish through cumbersome and wane heavily, no longer dependent on parents alone, you seek other counsel, a still small voice, inner promptings, revelation by the Holy Ghost, celestial courier. My responsibility as both participant and spectator admits me to this race. I will embrace you at the finish as I did at the start. Run swiftly, endure to victory, and my awaiting arms. Lonely Men by Orson Scott Card. Glory be to God, and for the lives of lonely men, praise Him. For out of silence come the songs of prophets, and out of solitude the word of God derives. From the shadow of his cowl Isaiah spoke, flinging strong words like knives of light into the heart of Israel, though clear and right. Jeremiah chafed beneath a yoke. No man friended, Moses bore the weight of a law to last 1,000 lowering years. Like a leaf from the wind hiding, Moroni, hate pursuing, trod a continent alone, fears. Saul the people, Paul does not, berate them, stripe them, crucify them, jeers ringing, they only die, God praises singing. Cross Stitch by Mary Margaret Hawkins. As a young mother, I found great consolation in my cross stitch. While my 5 boys and 1 girl tangled and tumbled toward adulthood, I took comfort in predictable patterns of tiny X's, while my 6 claimed right to their own designs, somewhat irregular. My obedient needle laid down ordered rows on my command, while my half-dozen searched, stretched, and stumbled beyond the narrow frame. My finished claws were iron flat, pinned square, preserved safe behind glass. My greater work moved on, minding their own unique specifications. And I no longer cross-stitch, its flat restrictions can't satisfy. Now I delight instead in 6 patterns, living, new, and finer, far than I could ever make with mere needle, thread, and tiny X's. End of the section on poetry.